This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Blow that phone.
Who's been arrested?
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin.
Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story.
Who's back in rehab?
Did you grab anything when you walked out the door?
I grabbed nothing but two Tortino's pizza out of the refrigerator and my doggy, and we left.
And who's hitting who?
The building is on fire.
I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
Not today. It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated mortgage right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen, NMLS 2239. December 21st, guys, is shaping up to be the most competitive date of the year at the box office, with five major film releases that exact day.
All on December 2-1, huh?
The first film
the old 2-1,
is going to be Warner Brothers' Aquaman, which they say is probably the early box office front runner. And I saw the trailer. It looks completely awful.
Really?
It looks
DC movie?
They introduced him in Justice League, right? The Aquaman. And he wasn't the blonde hair...
Blue-eyed that I'm used to.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed cartoon character. He was a rougher character who didn't seem like, in the one scene I saw, didn't seem like he was willing to help a whole lot.
He's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it does. It
looks no, he like, is. Yeah. I mean, he's...
Oh, that's right. He was the Khaleesi's husband.
Yeah.
What's his power? What's the superpower for Aquaman?
He can talk to the fishes.
imagine if you could get a group of sharks to go attack somebody.
And breathe, they're on land. Damn it.
Breathe underwater.
Yeah, well, he's got gills.
The second title is Fox's Alita Battle Angel. It's a CG movie from Robert Rodriguez. Doesn't sound too good to
me. Are there going to be any good movies that come out on the 21st?
I doubt it. The third is going to be Paramount's Bumblebee. This is...
Kids.
No, this is one of the prequels from Transformers.
Oh.
Ah.
Whew, boy.
The fourth is Columbia's Holmes and Watson. This is going to be... This is not the Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law, Sherlock Holmes.
It's John C. Reilly, isn't it?
It's a comedy with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
So we focus more on Holmes or Watson in this one?
It looks awful.
I mean, Watson gets equal billing to Sherlock Holmes. That's pretty big for him.
And finally, this might be, I guess, the best of all of them. Robert Zemeckis is directing Steve Carell in Welcome to Marwen.
What's that about?
It's a recovering crime victim who creates a World War II art installation that comes to life.
Did you think Steve Carell...
Interesting premise.
Are you in the group that thinks Steve Carell changed his image with the wrestling movie? Fox Hunter?
Fox Catcher.
Did not like that movie, though.
But did you not think...
The guy can act.
Yeah, because he was just basically a almost slapstick comedy guy, right? Because of The Office.
He's a rom-com guy.
Yeah, but... I mean, I thought he played an exceptional role in that. As a matter of fact, I thought Channing Tatum did, too.
I thought he was really good in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, this looks pretty good, though. I mean, this looks really different, this Welcome to Marwen.
I will tell you, let's be correct on Aquaman. He does have powers on land.
What's he do there?
He gets bonus points on land with his superhuman strength, enhanced senses, and nearly impenetrable skin.
His enhanced
nearly
senses?
Nearly impenetrable. You know, how's your skin? Nearly impenetrable.
It's a missile, but you can...
Sharper objects.
This just from the trailer looks like one that Steve Carell, it could go the other way, but this looks like this could be an Oscar-worthy performance.
Oh, look at Lance.
Well, he's playing a World War II vet.
Wow.
I don't know. It looks pretty interesting. I've got Variety Fair ranked their top 10 romantic comedies of all time. I went through these. I've seen six. I bet Dunaway's probably seen them all.
Okay, go.
Number 10, Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
Seen it.
Did not like it. Number 9 was Broadcast News.
It was sort of sad, Sleepless in Seattle. The guy loses his wife.
Spoiler alert.
Did you guys see Broadcast News? I thought it was overrated.
I've never seen Broadcast News.
It is overrated.
1934's It Happened One Night is number 8.
Never seen it.
Did not see that.
Number seven is Notting Hill from 1999.
Never saw
Love it.
Never saw
Love
it.
Love it.
That is so underrated, man. Put that on in a cold Sunday
Hill,
afternoon. That is going to be
Hugh Grant, of course.
Yeah, Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts.
So number six on this list, I didn't really consider it. I guess you could a romantic comedy, but it would be the best on this list probably, and that was Groundhog Day.
Oh, absolutely. They fall in love, man. And they laugh. And it's comedy.
It's comedy.
He tries to kill himself 50 times.
Number five, I got suckered into this not long ago, and it was awful. 10 Things I Hate About You from 1999.
It's a bad one.
Don't remember it.
Bridget Jones' Diary from 2001 is number four. I've seen parts of it.
It's a funny thing, man. It's funny.
I really like number three on here, Clueless from 1995. I wouldn't consider it a romantic comedy either, though.
No, but
yes. I know Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone, I guess they kind of hook up at the end there. Number two, You've Got Mail. I guess that's kind of the follow-up to Sleepless in Seattle.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan again.
It was on last night.
Is that the one where she owns the bookstore and he's the big book?
Spoiler alert, but yes.
Dunaway, she owns a bookstore.
And he's a conglomerate.
And number one I thought was really good, When Harry Met Sally from 1980.
Yeah, I've seen all of them except the 1934 one.
This is never good.
Jim, you remember that one, right?
Family in Colorado. By the way, where were some easy omissions here that didn't make the top 10 list that you were upset about?
Oh, easily. The Notebook.
Well, that's not a comedy.
Man. You never laugh at that. It's a
Are
romantic.
Are you kidding me?
It's a drama.
I mean, it is pretty.
How is that a comedy?
You don't laugh in places of the Notebook?
Well, the ending's funny.
It is funny.
No, when they're
How
they're
ridiculous
at the carnival,
that ending is.
Titanic.
Aren't they holding hands dead at the end?
Yes.
Titanic? Is that
That's possible.
Serendipity. Absolutely. Love Actually. There's a ton off that list.
Okay, I'm just going to read the headline and then I'll get to the story. Mountain lion breaks into Colorado home, lounges on couch, and eats cat.
It's just a snack.
Family in Colorado was in mourning after a visit from an unwanted house guest, ended in bloodshed. Kayla Slaughters said her roommate returned home Thursday night around 10:30 to find a mountain lion in the living room of the house they share. Slaughter said the mountain lion looked right at her roommate and licked its lip. Licked its lips. Roommate took off and called police. Now, they went on to say, looks like the mountain lion was sitting on the couch watching TV.
Yeah, you might turn in the channels.
They shortly discovered afterwards that the mountain lion had eaten Klondike, the house cat.
Ooh. I mean, what's he supposed to do, though? He's a mountain lion. He can't go hungry, right? I hate it. Somebody
lost
a pet.
Does it eat the bones and everything, I guess?
Nah, I bet he spits the bones out. I bet he just picks the meat right off the bones.
Oh, so you got to clean your dead cat up.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just got a rib cage and a skull laying out on the carpet?
I bet it skins it, pulls the hair off.
Oh, you forgot your Netflix password.
Tell me if this lady's crazy. After 16 years of nonstop opera blaring from her home, police have arrested a Slovakian woman accused of driving her neighbors crazy. Hungarian news site Parameter.sk reported the woman, identified as Eva, was arrested, is now facing charges of harassment and malicious persecution. The woman is accused of playing the same four-minute opera over and over again on full volume from morning until night.
Woo. Well, I'd get old right there, man. I bet the first couple rounds, like, this is pleasant.
You guys never watched Sopranos, but Tony Soprano wanted his property back. I forgot exactly how he did it, but he pulled a boat up in front of this guy's house and just blared Frank Sinatra all night until the guy relented.
Made the guy leave.
He got what he wanted out of that. I've got some humble brags for you guys.
Love them.
Number one, I've been told three times that I look like Johnny Depp, and I'm okay with it. Just don't see it. Apparently, it's the cheekbones.
I don't see it. Apparently, everybody else does.
Three times I've been told.
Another one here. I have an IQ that floats somewhere around 144 on a full night's sleep, I can't figure out how to make a simple website.
I know.
I'd rather jump face first into a cactus than make a website.
Yeah.
He lost me at floats.
I know.
Hey, it does. I'm somewhere, but I have a good night's sleep. It's like 144.
Yeah, the times is higher.
A bad night's sleep, like 142.
Here's another one. If I had a dollar for every time someone sent me a picture or video of my billboards in Houston, I would be dummy rich.
How rich would Shannara be?
Oh. How about this one? Another humble brag.
Dummy rich.
If we just omit one word from this sentence, it's not a humble brag. You ready?
Yeah.
Why do I always attract the sexy married ones? What would you do in this situation?
Sexy is the one you would
drop. Yeah, if you take sexy, if it was just, why do I always attract the married ones?
Yeah, that's not bad. But it's the sexy married ones. Yep.
That takes it to a humble brag.
Absolutely.
And our final humble brag today, it's funny. I'm short, skinny, pale ghost of a man, and I attract women when I don't even try to.
Right.
So if I can attract women, anyone can.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that difficult, really.
Yeah. It's the fact that you're not trying that makes them all want to be with you.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.